You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 192, the Eucharist as symbol in the Fathers. Today's challenge, the Church Fathers sometimes used language implying the Eucharist was symbolic. Today's defense. The concept of a symbol means something different today than in the early church. We've already seen that the Church Fathers were realists in their understanding of Christ's presence in the Eucharist. See Day 120. However, Protestant historian J.N.D. Kelly writes, occasionally, these writers use language which has been held to imply that, for all its realist sound, their use of the terms body and blood may, after all, be merely symbolical. Tertullian, for example, refers to the bread as a figure, in Latin, figura, of Christ's body, and once speaks of the bread by which he represents, representat, his very body. Early Christian Doctrines, page 212. However, Kelly warns, yet we should be cautious about interpreting such expressions in a modern fashion. According to ancient modes of thought, a mysterious relationship existed between the thing symbolized and its symbol, figure, or type. The symbol, in some sense, was the thing symbolized. Thus, Tertullian's statement that the Eucharist represents Christ's body must be understood in its ancient context. Kelly states, again, the verb representare in Tertullian's vocabulary retained its original significance of to make present. All that his language really suggests is that while accepting the equation of the elements with the body and blood, he remains conscious of the sacramental distinction between them. In fact, he's trying, with the aid of the concept of figura, to rationalize to himself the apparent contradiction between A, the dogma that the elements are now Christ's body and blood, and B, the empirical fact that for sensation they remained bread and wine. Given the shift in how the concept of symbol is understood, one shouldn't take the language suggesting symbolism as precluding a realist understanding in the Fathers of Christ's presence. Indeed, today, the Church uses the language of signs in connection with the Eucharist, though it firmly teaches the real presence. Thus, the Catechism states, the essential signs of the Eucharistic sacrament are wheat bread and grape wine, on which the blessing of the Holy Spirit is invoked, and the priest pronounces the words of consecration spoken by Jesus during the Last Supper. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1412. The very next paragraph emphasizes transubstantiation. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1413.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.